Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that collegiate athletes who had an orthopedic surgery in high school missed more days of collegiate competition than athletes without a history of orthopedic surgery. More specifically, athletes with a history of knee surgery were more likely to sustain another knee injury or require surgery while in college. Injuries are increasingly common in high school athletics. Athletes with a history of injury may be at greater risk for a re-injury or a contralateral injury, but it remains unclear if an injury in high school may influence an athlete's competitive career in college. If we understand the health outcomes after serious injuries that require surgery in high school athletes, then we could identify incoming athletes who may be at high risk for re-injury and focus treatment and/or conditioning on correcting any functional deficits. Therefore, Rugg and colleagues completed a cohort study to determine the athletic and medical outcomes among National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I athletes with and without a history of surgery prior to college competition. The authors included athletes who had an initial pre-participation evaluation at one university between fall 2003 and spring 2008. All data were collected via athletic training room records and institutional archives. The authors assessed sport played, seasons played, games played, injury type, and days missed due to injury. All eligible medical records were classified into either an orthopedic surgery cohort or a control cohort with no history of orthopedic surgery. The orthopedic cohort included athletes who had surgery before their first collegiate pre-participation evaluation. The authors included 456 athletes, of which 104 had a history of orthopedic surgery, and 352 were considered controls, from 10 sports such as football, baseball, men's and women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball, and gymnastics. Of the 104 athletes classified into the orthopedic group, 48 had knee surgery. No difference was found between those with and without a history of orthopedic surgery with respect to seasons played and games played. Overall, athletes who sustained an injury which required surgery prior to participation in collegiate sports missed more days due to injury than athletes without a history of surgery. This was also true for the subset of athletes who had a history of knee surgery. In fact, athletes with a history of knee surgery also had an increased risk of knee re-injury and knee surgery. This study is very helpful for clinicians who treat incoming collegiate-level athletes. Clinicians in these settings should be diligent in screening incoming athletes who have a history of knee surgery for functional deficits. If these deficits can be identified, clinicians can then implement a therapeutic regimen to correct them, in turn, decreasing the chance of injuries. While these results appear helpful, clinicians should also understand the limitations surrounding the current study. Firstly, the current study was conducted at a single institution, which limits the generalizability of the results. Furthermore, incoming athletes who redshirted were included in this study. These athletes did not complete in as many games overall, and therefore are not an ideal comparison to other athletes who competed for a full season. While future research should look to expand the current study to more institutions in different geographical areas, as well as more closely control the comparability of the included athletes, clinicians may also consider screening those athletes with previous injuries for any specific functional deficits that may place that athlete at a greater risk of injury in the future, then seek to address those deficits. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. This post introduced the Canadian Academy of Sport and Exercise Medicine's position statement regarding athletes at a high altitude. The second post introduced the National Athletic Trainers Association's position statement on the management of sport concussion. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a systematic review that found that transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation demonstrated the strongest and most consistent effects in increasing voluntary quadriceps activation and may be the best disinhibitory intervention for improving the same. We also had a lively debate on social media about whether we should implement mandatory cardiac screening in our pre-participation physical exams. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.